Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, how are you doing, girl?
Oh, good. I'm busy.
Yeah? What have you done this week?
I went through my tarot class. I had a lot of work as far as readings are concerned, and I'm preparing for my advanced astrology class on Thursday.
Excellent. Yeah, there is a little bit of echo on the line. The connection's not as good as we would like, but we're going to try and tough through. I haven't even checked to see if there's storms in the area. Been busy all day today. But it's all good.
What have you been up to?
Well, I actually had a party of 20 people, and I only made it to 17 before we had to decide to reschedule a few people because a few extra people showed up for later this week. But it was really wonderful. We had a wonderful buffet put on by one of my really good friends, and we just had a wonderful time, and it was just delightful. Everybody was very friendly, and many people had never had a reading, which I really enjoy that.
Oh, that's always fun.
Because, you know, I think that people sometimes think astrology is what you read in the newspaper. You know, they don't realize how interesting, intricate, and accurate it can be. And so it was really fun. It was really fun. I had a great time.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, a lot of good things are happening here in Roanoke. We have all kinds of good spiritual things going on, and we're really enjoying that. And I'm always happy to have my tarot share group. That's going to be coming up this Tuesday as well, where I help people to learn how to open up their third eye and read different decks of cards. We all sit there in this classroom setting, and everyone has a different deck, and I provide different tarot spreads for them. And I print them out, and we go around, and we lay down the cards, and I walk around the table, and I help them to understand what they're seeing in the cards. It's really wonderful. I've been doing it now for about 5 years. And I really enjoy it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a nice group. We have a core group of people. Then we have people that sometimes they can get off work. Sometimes they have other obligations and stuff. So there's always a different total group. But there's a core people that almost always come. And we've gotten to know each other. So now we've really just gotten to be a very strong group, very interested in what's going on in each other's lives, and very supportive. It's really nice. This is at the Lightstream Center here in Roanoke. And the Lightstream Center here in Roanoke is awesome. They have yoga and belly dancing classes, and they have all kinds of special speakers that come in. They have a wonderful woman that does foot reflexology, and they have massage therapists there, and they have Reiki healers, and they have Reiki classes for people that want to develop their healing, and it's just really a wonderful space.
That sounds great.
Yeah. They have this beautiful bed that's actually made out of amethyst crystals. And you can go in and lay on this bed and listen to music, and it's nice and warm. And it really helps your body heal and kind of like reset your vibration. It's marvelous.
That sounds great.
So you should come and visit me. You need to come and visit me, Jacqueline, and take advantage of these cool things that are happening here in Roanoke.
Yeah, I love your pastor. All the things that they're doing are just so awesome there.
It is. It seems to get better every week. Something new comes up, and you know, people are really starting to awaken and really reach out to each other. And I love to see that shift. I think ever since Neptune went into Pisces, I've been feeling the vibration, and I'm really starting to see it take form all around me, which is marvelous.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for this time. I think it's great, a real psychic opening, a real spiritual opening.
Exactly. So, anyway, so today we're going to be doing some live readings for our callers. Our caller number today is the same it always is, but let me give it to you. It's 213-286-6741. And first, we want to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the heavens. What we're having right now is we have been talking to you over the last couple of weeks about Mars being retrograde in Virgo, and Saturn being retrograde, exalted in Libra. And why don't you tell them, Jacqueline, about the next retrograde parade that's coming through?
Right in the middle of Mars retrograde, we're going to have a Mercury retrograde.
I know.
It's going to be
fun.
How
should I feel about that?
I'm sorry?
How should I feel about that?
Oh. ambiguous.
Okay. Take it either day by day or minute to minute.
Absolutely. Back up being in Aries starting out. So it's back up to Pisces. So it's definitely minute by minute, moment by moment, I'm going to think. But I like that it goes Pisces. It brings everybody back to their sense of spirit, of faith, of going back and saying, okay, I give it to you, God, whatever you want to do at this time, must be the right thing. And really opening up the right path, the right direction.
Jacqueline, I'm only hearing about every other word. Do you want to try dialing in again?
I will.
I will.
Yeah, because I'm losing you. I'm not sure the people can hear you, honey.
Okay, I'll try you right back.
I'll try you right back.
Okay. Right now we're having a little problems with the communication. I'm not sure if there's storms in the area or not, because I've been busy working all day. But this is the Illumination Station, and Jacqueline and I are going to be doing live readings. We do have a couple people on hold, and she's going to try dialing back in to see if we can clear the line so you can hear what she has to say. She's talking about the Mercury retrograde and how Mercury retrograde is time to think and think again and to carefully consider. It's going retrograde in Aries, which is the sign of the ram. It's the I am presence. And because of that, it's very important for you to try and be as honest with yourself as you can. Also, appreciate those things that you're becoming or that you have been trying to embrace. And know with Mercury retrograde, perhaps there's some things you haven't considered. Perhaps there's some good things that are going to be coming up in the future for you. But Mercury is retrograde for approximately 3 weeks. It goes retrograde, actually, I'm on Eastern, we're going to be on Eastern Daylight Savings Time, actually, this Sunday. And it's going to actually go retrograde at the middle of the night, actually, on March 12th, after midnight on the 11th. And it's going to be retrograde until the 4th of April. Whereas Mars is retrograde in Virgo, and it's going to still be retrograde until the 13th of April. So right before tax time, this gives us a chance to sometimes to look at our resources, to look at the things that we do have to finish up. And because it's a retrograde, though, it's very good not only to double-check your work, but to maybe have another set of eyes that will look at it to make certain that everything is accurate. Because a retrograde planet, sometimes it's not so much that we get the numbers all wrong, but we may omit something or maybe not completely understand the instructions. So it's important for us to pay extra special attention as we're moving towards a time when we're going to have documents due. Most of us are working on that at this time. We're still waiting for Jacqueline to call back in. She hasn't shown up yet. I'm hoping she's going to show up soon. But I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller right now. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Danielle!
Hey!
How are you doing today?
I'm doing better, I guess.
Good. Well, that's always good to hear. You have a special question for me tonight?
Well, what do I need to know today?
Let's take a look. I hate it when I have to spend all day today figuring out tomorrow.
Right.
It can be so unfun.
Right.
Right now you have some very strong squares or challenges that are placed to you in your chart. It's the thing that jumps out the most. And it has to do with Uranus which is in Aries, Vesta, the goddess of the hearth asteroid, which is a very gentle and sweet energy, and Mercury, the communicator, are all in Aries, and they're forming a very active T-square in your chart. And what that means is it's a kind of a seesaw effect. These planets in Aries are transiting your eighth house in the Roanoke chart, the house of the psychic. And because of that, this is a time when you do want to develop your gifts, and they can be surprisingly accurate with Uranus there. With Vesta, although it can be surprising to you and other people, you'll still feel thankful for those gifts, and you'll also share them with others because Mercury, the communicator, is there. The trick is to deliver the truth that may be sometimes a little harsh with as much kindness and support as possible. And this doesn't matter whether you're talking to a client or whether you are talking to a person that you work with, someone you love in your family, for instance, or someone you're dating. It's pretty much a universal energy because once you really open yourself up to receive your psychic gifts, you can modify how you deliver the information, but you're going to know. Okay? So you have to decide how you're going to deliver the information. Now, with Mercury going retrograde over the next 24 hours, this is a time when you should, before you open your mouth and freak somebody out, Danielle, because I know you've been studying, think about who you're talking to you so you don't make them like, woo,
right,
run away.
Right.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I tend to do that a lot.
Yeah, well, that's where the concentration of the energy is. And the other thing that you have going on in the same house is that the sun is in Pisces at about 20 degrees right now. So it's in an active T-square with your sun in Gemini and your Neptune in Sag. So this just indicates, again, that your gift right now is using your spiritual gifts to deliver information to people that are open to what you have to say and help them to dream a better dream, not to accept a bottom line, not to accept the fact that things can't get better when you know they can. So
right.
There's a very strong message here of hope that you're going to be giving out to the people that you touch in your life also, especially very strong this week.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. It's always great to hear from you.
Okay, I'll see you Tuesday.
I'll be looking forward to that. Thanks, hon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Danielle usually calls in just about every show. She's a very good friend of mine, and she's involved in some spiritual studies, and we do a lot of sharing together. And she comes to my Tarot Share group, although she's been very proficient with the cards for a long time. It helps her to also look at other possibilities, because often when we do this kind of work, there's more than one option that's available to us. So we need to look at both of them. And it's important to encourage choice as you walk your path, because often there's more than one path that you can take that can bring you to your appropriate destination. So it's important to remember there's choices even in those things that we have chosen to take on as challenges in this life. I have another caller, and we haven't gotten Jacqueline back signed on. She was having problems with her phone a little bit earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you? Hello, you're on the air. Hello? I can't seem to get them on the line. Well, I guess I'll take the next caller. Greetings. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
I was just curious if you had anything for me.
Okay, what's your name?
Angel.
Angel.
Wow, beautiful. And when's your birthday?
9/2.
9/2.
What year?
60.
60.
And do you know what time you were born?
4/24.
4/24.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Okay. And where were you born?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, the Windy City.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you still live there?
Near there, yes.
Near there, yes.
You do? Wow. So you're a lifer.
Yes.
Yes. Wow, you have a very interesting chart. You're very industrious, aren't you?
You could say that.
Yes. You have a lot of earth in your chart. You're predominantly an earth energy with what I'm looking at. And you have Capricorn rising. You have a beautiful stellium of Virgo planets in your eighth house of the psychic. You're a natural psychologist, aren't you?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, and you know, you're a great teacher, too, because people will understand that you do know what you're talking about. You have Saturn on your ascendant in Capricorn, in its natural placement. So a lot of times people just look at you and they know that you're going to tell them the truth. And you're going to help them to understand that truth in a very remarkable way. I love that.
Thank you.
Now, you had no specific question for me tonight, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Because you have four major planets in Virgo, we talked about this the last couple of weeks as well. Mars, the planet of action and blood and war and libido and decision-making and action in general, is actually retrograding right on top of your sun sign tonight. So this is a time for you to get very much reorganized regarding your resources. And I'm not talking about just your finances. I'm talking about time, energy, intention, goals, the whole shoot and match.
Okay.
Okay.
And with Mars retrograde, if you have some goals that you've been considering trying to bring to light over this next year, this is the time to really work your plan.
Okay.
Make notes. Do some research. It's not the time to make the decision until Mars goes direct after the 13th of April. But this is a perfect time to really perfect your plan, because Mars in Virgo has a perfecting intelligence. It wants you to think and think again before you act when it's in a retrograde motion. So that's what you're going to be doing. And, you know, you do have a great deal of patience in this chart, but you're also kind of a free spirit. And you always feel that, you know, you can raise the vibration and your energy, you can make things happen faster. But I think that you need to put some more of the practical elements in place to really bring it to the fruition that you desire. You also have Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing. It's very, very close to your Saturn at this time. It's within 2 degrees orb right now. This is a planet of empowerment. So have you been thinking of teaching? If you work in association with an organization that does have certain rules and regulations and protocol you need to follow, you can be empowered at this time because of your integrity. Okay?
Okay.
So opportunities can come to you when you're not even really actively looking for them, which is really remarkable. Now, is there a man in your life right now?
Yes, there is.
And when's his birthday?
1956.
Ooh, he's on the cusp. Wow. Okay. Well, if he is that close to the cusp of Aquarius, he's a Capricorn-Aquarius blend, which means part of him is traditional and part of him is as much of a front-runner as you are, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a good match, actually, I think, because of your ascendant and your moon, too. You know, your ascendant's in Capricorn and your moon's in Aquarius. So there's two major planetary energies that you have, so you can really, really understand him. Even if you don't always agree, you can understand his motives and intentions. That looks like a pretty good mix there.
Thank you.
I'd hold on to him for a while.
I want to.
You're supposed to actually be feeling very lucky in love over the next couple of weeks, so I hope you're doing something fun for St. Patrick's Day. Because both Venus and Jupiter are kissing in Taurus, okay, which is the Earth sign ruled by Venus, and it's forming a grand trine in your chart, honey. Are you going to be lucky these next couple of weeks?
Uh-oh. He may be too, huh?
Exactly. I would really enjoy that.
Thank you.
That's
Thank you.
Marvelous. Well, listen, you have a stellar night. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in
you.
Tonight.
I appreciate it. God bless.
God bless. That was really fun. I like it when I look at these charts and I just see everything kind of coming together. And when you work with astrology, you have the ability to look at the basic qualities and sense of self of the person that you're talking to in their birth chart. And then what we do is we take the planets where they are above us as we're having the conversation, and we put them around in a centralized wheel to take a look at what is being triggered right now. What in the heavens above is lining up with who we are so that we can embrace and appreciate our divine purpose, even if we feel a little unsure, because the world is a place that sometimes has pitfalls and delays. But a lot of times what it's going to do is it's going to acknowledge the gift that we have and our intention to bring it forth and helps us with the timing of the launching of a business or a dream or a relationship. So this can be very, very helpful and very informative to do it that way. Well, we still haven't heard back from Jacqueline. I'm hoping that she does get her phone together. But while we're waiting for her, I'll take the next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Can I help you?
Hello?
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Great. What's your name?
My name is Jay.
Hi, Jay. How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, I've been good. I've been busy, busy, busy all day.
I'm good.
When's your birthday?
Yes, I think you have been in the computer still, maybe. It's March 24th, 1964.
And what time were you born?
11:54 p.m.
And where?
The Medicine Hat, Alberta.
It's where?
Alberta.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. Did you say Madison Hat?
No, Medicine Hat.
Medicine Hat, that's what I thought. Okay. I know I have you in here somewhere, but I don't know if I asked you your name the first time, so it's kind of like got lost, but I got it back here. And you don't live exactly in that area anymore either, do you? If I remember correctly, you've moved somewhere else in Canada.
Yeah, right. I do.
And so where do you live now?
I live in Edmonton.
Ebbington?
Edmonton.
Edmonton. Oh, okay. Got it. Did you have a special question for me tonight?
Yeah, I just wonder what's happening with her Aries for my sign. And the Mars retrograde coming up. And also, how are the solar energies affecting this time also?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question because I was going to talk about that, but we kind of lost Jacqueline before we had a chance to have the chat. First thing I want to tell you about your personal chart is I want to tell you because you have your Moon and Uranus and Pluto all in Virgo and Mars is retrograding through that area, which is in the ninth house of your chart in Edmonton, this is, again, a time that you really do want to rework the spiritual path that you're on right now and find better ways perhaps to market your gifts, to put it out there to the world in a big way. You have a lot of planetary energy in the ninth house, which the ninth house is the house kind of like God watching. It's the house at the gates of heaven. It's about dreaming a better dream, wanting a better life, wanting a better existence. And with your Mars with Mars retrograding there over those planets right now, this is a time that you want to perfect that which you want to bring forth to the world. Now, Mercury is getting ready to retrograde over the next 24 hours, and it's going to retrograde almost right on top of your sun sign, okay? And so because of that, you are going to be reevaluating who you are, what you're doing, and how you're doing it personally, because the sun is your radiant light, okay? And Mercury retrograding in Aries, which is the I am presence, you're going to say, okay, who am I really? How do I really bring myself forth with my gifts in such a way that people know my truth? So that's kind of where you're coming from with that.
Right.
Now, this full moon that we had was just, I don't know where it was, how it was in Canada, but I know here in Roanoke, I'm in the mountains here. I'm at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I'm at a fairly high elevation. The moon was so incredibly bright that it literally lit up my entire parking area in the back of the house. I pulled in, and part of the reason is that the solar flares that are being liberated by the sun were reflecting, of course, off the surface of the full moon, which was in Virgo, and Mars was conjunct the moon in Virgo, and Mars also gave it like a reddish kind of light, so it really was sunshiny looking. It wasn't really red looking, but it had a different kind of hue. It was very, very radiant, okay? Now, because the full moon is a time of completion, okay, normally speaking. With Mars retrograde sitting on the moon, it was just saying that you can complete the thought, but not the project, okay? In other words, the feeling may ring true, but it's not yet time to take action on that feeling in the form of a completion, okay? And the Pisces sun being on the opposite end of that spectrum, Pisces sun would just indicate that the vision, again, needs to be clearly illuminated before you take action on it and may be perfected by that energy of the retrograde Mars.
Okay.
Now, what do you actually do for work, Jay? Aren't you a spiritual person doing some spiritual work right now?
Well, part-time, weekend stuff.
Okay. Were you thinking of trying to do more with it? Because that's how it feels to me.
Well, yeah, that's what I do my best. Yeah.
That's when you're the happiest, huh? Because you know you're really doing it.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do during the week?
Actually, work as a service technician.
And what do you service, exactly?
ATM machine.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, at least
it's a good
job.
Keep the mind busy.
Keep the mind busy, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of planetary energy, you know, in Aquarius, which is kind of interesting, you know, because usually when I expect people to be servicing things like electronic equipment and electrical equipment, I expect to have all this Aquarian energy or all these planets that are in the 11th house. You don't have any of that. So I think that you're actually using some of your psychic energy when you're working on these machines.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, because it's almost like you might have a sixth sense with machinery or something, because your Saturn is on the cusp of Aquarius and Pisces. So it's almost like you have this sixth sense. My brother has that with motorcycles. He can fix anything. And he's an Aquarian sun. And it's interesting because right now, Neptune, which hasn't been in Pisces for 165 years, is sitting right on your Saturn. And Saturn is the planet of you establishing something that gives you great joy in the spirit. And because Neptune is sitting on your Saturn, okay, and it never has before in your lifetime, it's almost like, if you can dream it, you can manifest it, okay? You're exactly in opposition to your moon in Virgo right now, too. And this has never happened before in your chart. So I think that sometimes you can feel a little sad that you're not doing your dream more of the time and working on the ATMs less. But I have to tell you that everything here indicates that there's going to be a shift. And even though you're not using your gift every day, you really should be appreciating your gift every day. Because when you love that which you've been given, it flourishes in a grand way. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So try and get a little up. Sound a little down tonight.
Yeah, because I really don't have very many friends except for many people on Blog Talk, so it's very interesting where I am right now.
Okay. Now, what do you do? Do you go out recreationally there? Are there things to do in that city?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a bit to do, but the thing is that I'm more spiritually minded, so I like talking to lots of spiritual people, so like yourself.
Great. Oh, thank you. But there's no spiritual centers around you? No?
There's some for meditation and stuff like that, so. But
not like where you really have like a share group kind of situation, right?
Well, there's a once a month meeting group for spiritually minded people, but not for people who are interested in all sorts of things.
Exactly. You want a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Well, they have a thing here that they've created in Roanoke, which is very interesting. It's called the Mysterium. And what they do is every single Sunday night, 5 o'clock, for an hour, they have this special service at the United Unitarian Church here in Roanoke. And everyone is different. And whether you're an artist, a musician, a reader, have healing gifts, you've just had visions you want to share with people, you're invited. And they have a presentation, and the music is always different. They have mediums that come and give messages. It's always something different every single meeting, and I love that. Mm-hmm. And so So I'm thinking that maybe you should think about creating something like that if you don't have one locally.
Yes, that's so true.
That would keep you even busier on the weekends, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah.
But at least it would be something that would be uplifting for you to create something like that where people could come. Because there might be a lot of people like you that just don't have a place to present and share their gifts. So I think about that.
Part of it, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And you have a blessed night.
You do have a blessed full moon night, or what's left of it, though.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. My partner Jacqueline right now is having some technical problems. We're hoping that she's going to call back in. In the meantime, we've been taking some live calls here to look at people's astrology chart, to kind of see what's coming up and how they're going to be affected by not only Mars and Saturn being retrograde, but Mercury about to turn retrograde as well, and to give them a little bit of insight so that they can prepare themselves in the appropriate ways. It's not always easy because sometimes it sneaks up on you, but I have a lot of Virgo and Gemini clients, and it's interesting that they'll call me and they'll say, okay, Mercury's got to be retrograde. This just happened to me. And it's so funny because they've been following their own chart for so long, they understand when the feeling comes upon them in their own inner psychic realm, which I find very, very interesting, and I'm happy that they're doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and take our next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you? Hello, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
And what's your
name?
It's
Steve. Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Dave.
What's your birthday?
9/18/56.
5:35 a.m. in Cleveland?
You got it.
I knew I'd surprise you. Now, what can I do for you tonight?
Tell me about the Grand Trine.
The Grand Trine you're having in fire? Are you all fired up?
In Earth.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you in love?
No.
Well, this Grand Trine, it would make it very, very easy for you to fall head over heels in love.
Because it falls in the fifth.
Say again?
Because it falls in the fifth, partly in the fifth.
No, not really. And do you still live in Cleveland?
Oh, that's right. You do the relocation. San Diego.
Oh, let me go back there. All right, then. Thank you so much. I'm thinking, am I crazy? San Diego. Well, I am crazy, but that's beside the point.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I want to consider it eccentric. It just sounds better. And I can't find my way down the street, but I know where all the planets are. That's funny. Well, no, actually, the fifth house is involved in the San Diego chart, but I'm more interested in what's going on with your Leo ascendant, Uranus, and Venus being targeted here as part of the Grand Trine, because Uranus rules things like catastrophes, lightning bolts, hurricanes, and falling in love, all of the above. And it's in a grand trine with you right now. And you want to fall in love again.
And
with Mercury retrograding, you might get your wish. That's the one thing that Mercury can do for you. It can help you to do something again.
Okay.
Now, the other interesting thing, are you doing a lot of healing work?
On myself.
On yourself? Good. Okay. Because you've got Chiron, the wounded healer, sitting right on your moon right now. And because
right.
of that, you're probably...
I was doing it during the full moon.
Excellent.
I was doing it during the full moon.
Excellent. So you started like a process in motion with a Mars retrograde, which is really good because it actually gives you some time to do some of the inner preparation and have the expectation that it's going to come in towards the close of April for you, that you really are going to feel very, very healed and very well. And although Mercury is going to be retrograding back into Pisces, okay, when it moves forward again on the 4th of April, it's going to march through and it's going to end up being part of this grand trine again. And that's when you could manifest love in your life, which is really cool.
What around what time?
So you could experience some love coming in late April and early May.
Okay. I'll make a note of that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
Thanks. Thanks, Effordette.
Listen, you have a stellar night.
You too.
All righty. Bye. This is the Illumination Station. We're taking live calls on the air. We're doing astrological readings for people tonight. Our call-in number is 213-286-6741. We're hoping that Jacqueline can get back on with us tonight, but it might not work out that way. She's been having some electronical problems at her house. So we're going to go ahead and take the next caller.
Hello?
Greetings. This is the Illumination Station. How are you doing tonight?
Is this me you're speaking
Hello?
To?
Yes, it is.
Yay! Hi. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm getting a lot of feedback. So, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Jacqueline had to hang up, and we haven't been able to get her back, so I don't know what's going on with the station, but I'm just trying to tough through it.
Solar flares.
I think so. What's
okay,
your first name?
Okay, my name is it's Charlene.
Charlene, how pretty.
Thank you. It's a
Thank
funny
you.
Spelling, too. Okay, so I don't know if I want to add money or love or family. August 31st, 1962.
And what time were you born?
6:50 p.m.
And where?
Prince George, B.C. So close to Jay.
Okay.
He's just got to be the change.
Now, do you still live there?
Now I live in Vancouver.
Vancouver. All right. I heard that's a happening place.
Oh, it's beautiful here. British Columbia is spectacular.
Awesome. I don't think I've ever been there. I'd like to go.
It's nice. We live in a funny country, but it is nice here.
Okay. That says it all. All right. So you're not sure which question you want to ask, huh?
No. Is it money or is it my love life? I guess I'll let you just go with what spirit's speaking to you, what's loudest.
Right now, it's much more about your love life.
Okay.
You are in a quadruple grand square to your seventh house right now.
Okay.
And because of that, you're either a prisoner of love or you want to be. Are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
Yes. And when's their birthday?
April 3rd, 1972.
Okay. Well, Mercury is not going to make it to their sun before it retrogrades. Has there been an awful lot of frustration that they've been experiencing lately?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to tell you that he's got to do his inner work.
Yeah.
You can't do it for him as much as you would love to.
Right.
Okay? And I don't know if it's really his circumstances that have him turned upside down or the way he's dealing with his circumstances that have him turned upside down. What is he trying to heal?
Addiction?
Yep, that's exactly what it looks like. See, whenever you're looking at Pisces-Virgo polarity points, Pisces-Virgo polarity points point to a number of things. One is addictive personality disorder. Two is things like diabetes and hypoglycemia. So it has to do with what you put in the body, how it's assimilated, and how it affects your energy curve, whether it's your glucose curve or just the way it makes you feel. You understand?
Right.
And right now Mars is retrograde in Virgo, okay? And I know that you're trying to be very much a healing part of his journey, because it's all over you in his chart. And I think right now he has to go back to the past, maybe the time before the addictive issues occurred, and look at that part of his life. Because it seems like he has to go back to retrieve a piece of himself that he left behind so that he can move forward again. So he's in a process that probably would complete itself towards the end of April, because Mars is kind of his significator in your outside wheel on the transit wheel here. Okay. And I do think that you're standing by and being very helpful and supportive of him is very good. But don't get caught in the trap with him, okay? Don't end up taking it on, because you're very psychically sensitive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you absorb the energy of the people around you. Now, I know you probably know that you're supposed to release the energy and clear yourself and all that stuff, but when it's someone that you really care about, sometimes it's hard to shake it loose mentally.
Right.
And I think you've been struggling with that.
Right.
Okay? So because of that, I think I would stay in your place, and I'd let him do the talking. And I would ask him questions so that he can draw a conclusion rather than giving him solution. Okay? It's important for him to go back and find his way to his truth of how it all began and why it's still important. Because he needs to ask himself these questions in order to be able to let himself move on. Does that help?
Okay. Do you think he'll be able to do that?
Yes. Of course. I think anybody can go through an epiphany. Anybody can go through a major change in life. It just takes a shift of will. Okay? Now, is he he's a very spiritual person, isn't he?
He's open to it. He's interested.
Okay. All right. Well, again, my feeling is that sometimes we have to be able to look at the bigger picture rather than what causes just the immediate ease, shall we say. So he has to draw his peace from how he perceives the divine, which may be very different than the way that you do or I do, because this is his journey. He has to do it his way. And I do think that part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, he thinks this has worked for him to alleviate whatever anxieties he has, all this kind of thing. But he has the ability within himself to work through that more effectively than right now he can see. But I think he can find it. And like I said, I would stand by and I would be his guardian angel, if you will. But let him go what he needs to go through to come to his truth, because it might not be that easy.
Right.
Just knowing you're there, I think, probably does give him some good comfort and support.
I think so.
I think so, too. Because you're a very, very strong woman, even though you're a very kind woman, and you want the best for him.
I do.
And so because of that, I think that he understands that even though he's tried a few things, it hasn't worked out, we can get his life set aright just yet, I think he really understands at this point in time that through all of this, you have been his ally, even if you didn't necessarily appreciate his behavior.
Love of each other's lives, I think.
Yep, exactly. So I would hang in there, and I would try and help him as much as possible, but sometimes it's more about you being an audience that really, really gives a damn than it has to do for you finding his solution.
Right.
He can suggest things, but he has to choose it. Because if it's not his choice, he can't engage his will.
Right.
And he might try a few things between now and the middle of April, but when Mars redirects its motion and goes direct towards the end of April, I think he's going to choose a path, and he's going to move forward much more quickly. So hold on to that.
Good.
And just be you.
Hard to not do that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Keep us posted. Let us know what's going on.
Well, I love listening to your conversation. Thank you. You're a joy.
You're welcome. My pleasure. You have a great weekend.
And you. Is it okay if I just stay on here for a bit?
Sure thing. Sure
okay,
thing.
Okay, thanks, dear.
Okay,
thank Be well.
Be well. Be well. That was another nice caller calling in, trying to help someone that's going through a little bit of a difficult time. And many of us have been going through these transitions. So many planets have changed signs over the last couple of years. They were all starting to wake up and move in new directions, sometimes because doors have been shut that we didn't have control over. But we can always, again, create anew because we're in part divine and we have the ability to try again, even if we do it in a different way. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and we're taking live calls tonight for astrological readings. And Jacqueline never was able to get back on with us at this point in time because she was having some problems with her phone. But hopefully we'll be talking to her, if not tonight, again next week we'll be here. So watch to see when we're going to sign on. We may have a special guest coming on with us next week and do another 2 hours special, which I'm very much looking forward to. So I'm going to go ahead and take our next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Good, how I'm so glad I got on.
Great. Nice to talk to you. What's your name?
This is Lena from Florida.
Hi, Lena.
Hi. I got to ask you. I just broke up with my boyfriend and I'm freaking out here.
You're freaking out? When's your birthday?
March 7, 1962.
And what time were you born?
12:03 p.m. Islip, New York.
Now, do you still live there?
No, I live in Florida.
Oh, where in Florida do you live?
I'm in Boca Raton.
Boca. Alrighty then. I lived down there for 20 years, almost 21 years.
Really?
Really. West Palm Beach. Well, Palm Beach Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Not that far from you.
No.
No. Now, when was your boyfriend's birthday?
July 5th, 1955.
All right, let's like take a look at you first.
You got him? July 5th, 1955?
Yep, I'm getting ready to put him in right now.
He's been driving me crazy. I don't know what is going on with him.
Do you know what time he was born?
No, I don't. I know he was born in New York. One minute he says he loves me and wants to marry me. The next day he's calling me up, telling me we have nothing in common and wants to be friends. I've about had it with him.
I can see that. Yep. Well, even though he's a Cancer sun, his Venus and Mercury are both in Gemini.
And that's where you're seeing that game.
What?
No wonder why he loves playing little manipulation games.
Well, the Gemini energy, sometimes, again, they see things in extremes, and there's an exaggeration and with him because he's got Sun, Mars, and Uranus all in Cancer. That big change, that big flip that you're seeing is going to happen more emotionally. He was also born, well, I'm not sure exactly how close to the full moon, but he was born the day of the full moon, okay?
Wow.
Because I set him up at dawn, and his moon's in Capricorn opposing his Sun. So again, there's a part of him that wants to commit to something that makes him feel emotionally secure, and then there's a part of him that thinks, this can't be right. It doesn't feel right all the time. So he does have a lot of confusion in his chart. And with Mars retrograde, it's probably not the best time for him to make a decision to commit anyway. But I think that because he's going back and forth between it's either all or nothing, that is very Gemini, by the way. I'm either going to be in it 100% or I'm out of it 100%.
Yeah, that's him.
That's kind of where he's at. Yep. Now, you, on the other hand, you are a very, very kind, very compassionate person. And now usually people say, oh, Cancer and Pisces, great, two water signs, his affinity, it's going to work. Well, you have Gemini rising in Boca. You probably had Gemini rising where you were born, but it's a different degree in Boca. So you have Gemini ascending. So, again, he felt that natural vibration of yours, and that's probably how you started to date. Okay? And because of that, his Gemini planets sit right close to your ascendant. So you have to be careful that you don't get caught up in the drama.
Yeah.
And you're saying you just ended the relationship. So because he was in confusion, you know, you decided that, okay, then if it's all or nothing, then I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. So you kind of, again, this is the kind of energy that's going on. You're actually, if you look at the two charts together, there is actually a pretty good level of compatibility here. I just think that, again, how long have you been seeing each other? Has the relationship had enough time to really form itself?
Not really. He hasn't given it enough time. A few weeks.
See, that's why I think that you need more time. I don't know if breaking it off completely with him was the best choice, but if it's the one you're comfortable with right now, knowing that when Mercury goes retrograde over the next 24 hours and Mars is already retrograde, the planet of decision, this could be a temporary breakup. In other words, you could end up getting back together and hashing this through. The anxiety about the breakup, I think that, again, you just didn't want to deal with the confusion anymore tonight, and that's okay. But when you break up with a planet retrograde and another planet stationed, it's almost sure that it's not over. Even if you never talk to each other again, you're both going to be processing this relationship. So you might as well do it in person, because you can help each other to grow, whether you decide to make this a romantic relationship, maintain a friendship, or just completely part ways. But I think that the whole breakup may have been premature, and I really think that you may end up talking this and hashing this out a little bit more, because there is a lot of affinity in the charts.
He keeps saying we're not compatible, and he's got a lot of fear for the last relationship. I don't know. I think it's just easy to say that and throw in the towel. He's got a lot of fear for a previous marriage, a woman that cheated on him.
So he has a fear of betrayal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He's married.
It's easier not to put his whole heart into it because he could have it broken again.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like that, too. I've been divorced 10 years. And he says sometimes the meanest things to me, and then he wonders why I get upset.
Right. And that's his way of defending himself against possible fears. He's not really defending himself against you. He's defending himself about what he thinks is coming at him.
I mean, one minute he's taking me to look at an engagement ring. He loves me, and the next minute he's telling me that I frighten him and he can't deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're right to at least give it a break for now. Do I really think that this is completely done and over with? No. But I think that you're right to give it a break because you are to the point that you're kind of beside yourself. Because usually, you're very, very mentally orientated and you're also very, very compassionate. And you understand that people go through tough things and have to heal and everything. But because you already do have a lot of your heart involved in this relationship, it's becoming a little too painful for you right now. So I think it is a good idea for you to back off of it. But I will not be surprised at all if it comes around again.
Oh no, he wants me to leave the door open. That's why he calls me and says, I want us to be friends. If I see you in a club, I want to come up to you and give you a kiss on the cheek.
Well, then maybe this is not the way what you should be pursuing right now, but again, I have a feeling you will be running into him again. There is something between the two of you which is compatible. Could you be his friend?
I don't know. I've never been able to date someone and then have a friendship.
Well, I wouldn't rule out the possibility.
Well, he's very jealous. He's a very jealous person.
Well, that's because he's loved and lost. So he wants to protect his interests, I guess. Yeah. And he's got some healing to do. I really would love to see him get in counseling.
Oh, I keep saying that. He tells me there's nothing wrong with him.
Well, I don't think he's going to do any better with anybody else, unfortunately, either.
No. He said, I'm the only one he has a problem with. I said, that's because I tell you the way it is.
Yeah, you've got that Mercury in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
You do come out right out with it, but I think that honesty is charming.
Yeah, well, I don't know. One minute he says that I'm a challenge to him, he likes that, and the next minute he's running away from me.
Yeah. Well, I would give it a rest for now, and I put it on the back burner. And I would walk forward knowing that you're probably going to end up running into him again, and you could end up having more of these conversations, because although you broke up with him, I really don't feel there's an actual closure for you. So I think sooner or later you're going to end up having another conversation, hashing it out, whether it's really soon or it's, you know, later on in April or May. But I feel that, again, I don't necessarily think it's a stable time to make a blanket decision of yes, I will, no, I won't, just because of the way the planets are moving.
I think keep them on the friendship.
I would keep them on the friendship level and say, if that's what you want, I hope you don't mind if I'm with somebody in the club when you
mm-hmm.
basically walk in and want to kiss me on the cheek. Because
yeah.
that can happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you don't want yeah. him to go off. Because if he's that jealous, he may have feelings that he's experiencing but doesn't want to admit to. And that's what I suspect is happening.
So he's calling my bluff?
Well, I think he's just trying to protect himself from his own feelings.
So you
yeah,
think when
he
told me he loved me,
I don't think he really wants. I think
he don't want me with
another
man.
That's right. You know, and I really think that there is something there, and he really doesn't want anybody else to have you, but he's not willing to take the responsibility of love.
Yeah, that's not
and
bad to me.
And love is a responsibility. You know?
Yeah,
love is great. It can be romantic. It can be passionate, but it's also a responsibility. You know, to yourself, to conduct yourself in a loving way. So, I like I said, I would be his friend. I would back off of the picture for now, and I would just see what happens. I would go and live your life and have your fun. And if he does say, hey, how you doing and everything, I would be gracious in public. Because it's always better to have the conversations that are a bit sticky in private. Because all your friends and everybody's there, it can create a bad scene.
Do you think he would blow up if he saw me with another man? I mean,
he's
violent?
I think he would probably be upset. I don't know if he would show it. I don't know if he would leave, but I think that he would have an emotional reaction. His moon is somewhere in Capricorn, and they don't mind quitting when they think it's time, but they don't like losing. Okay? It's different. But anyways, we're almost at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, and please call back and keep us informed.
Thank you.
All right. This has been the Illumination Station tonight. I'm Aphrodite North. If you'd like a private session with me, if you'd like to do a phone consultation or see me live, I read out of the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke, Virginia. I also read out of this place called A Little Bit Hippie. I do mini readings on Friday afternoons from 2 to 6. You can reach me on my office phone, which is 540-400-0110, or go to my website, which is www.aphrodite.com. That's aphrodite.com. And my friend Jacqueline, she can be reached at 772-286-2720. She reads down in Stuart, Florida, live, and does a lot of Florida, actually. She does travel for her work. And she also does phone sessions as I do. We do record them for you and send you the recording either through MP3 on the Internet or hard copy on CD. This has been the Illumination Station. We're so happy you listened. We're so happy you called in. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Good night now.